Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We need to talk about what's happening with energy costs. Next thing coming up in the new year, 2019, a lot of people wanting to make some New Year's resolutions. And one of those should be figuring out ways of spending less on energy and becoming a whole lot more energy efficient. Joining us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is the public relations manager at NRG, Dave Schrader. Dave, welcome to KDK Radio. Good to have you.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Help us be more energy efficient in 2019. What do you have in mind?
Sure. So, yeah, when you make New Year's resolutions, most people probably don't think about energy, but you really should. It can really help your town, helps your bottom line, helps your household, helps the entire grid if we all do our part. So I think one of the first things people should consider, if you haven't already done so, is replace all those incandescent light bulbs in your home with LED lights. It will make a huge difference on your energy bill and cost over the long term. It's a little bit of an investment up front, but according to the Energy Department, they use about 75% less energy, and they last 25% times longer. So in essence, you're going to get a lot more out of them over the long term. You're going to be replacing those light bulbs a lot less often as well. So it's a big investment, a good investment over the long term.
Yeah, you may have a bit of an outlay initially, but the payoff, it really, and you start noticing it almost immediately too when your monthly bill comes down the line.
No question about it. And LED lights they're better overall. And I just think it's a worthwhile investment. And the price isn't that much more. It's just a little bit more than regular light bulbs.
Yeah, and with the different filters that are on them, they can have them look differently, if you will. If you like a softer light or a brighter light, they can do that as well. What else do you have in mind?
Sure. So also make sure your vents are clear. Have them checked if need be, but you can do that yourself. You just want to make sure they're clean. You don't want any obstructions blocking the airflow. That will make your heat and air conditioning work much harder if they're not clear. So either clean them or go out and just replace them at a hardware store.
Okay, good idea there too.
Next up with weather strip around your doors and windows, you lose a lot of heat and a lot of air conditioning through your windows and vents, or through your windows and doors. So you want to either put caulk around, you're going to want to seal them with tape or. So make sure you do that, even little holes. They collectively add up around your house. So you might want to check around your doors and windows, see if there's a draft through there. Definitely want to do that. And then if you make any major purchases of appliances in the new year, make sure they are Energy Star rated. They will be a lot more energy efficient. They will save you money on your electric bill. It's just a good idea. If you haven't already done so, make sure that is on that list. If you're a new refrigerator, dishwasher, or washer, dryer, something like that, you need to make sure that Energy Star label is on there.
Good point. What I like about the list that you've come up with so far is that they're very practical, easy, and in many cases, very inexpensive.
Yes, and you're probably going to wind up doing them at some point anyway. So next time you change out your light bulbs, just use LEDs next time you get an appliance. You can make sure it's Energy Star.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things I think I would recommend is the power strips. You probably have a lot of electronic devices, your TV, cable box, a couple of other things plugged into your wall. When you go to bed, you kind of don't remember to turn them all off. Well, if you plug them into one power strip, then you just turn off the power strip. And that way you're turning them all off at the same time when you go to bed. You know, they do consume energy while you're sleeping. Even if the TV, one of those things is on, you're consuming energy while you're sleeping. So it's really easy to just turn off one device or the power strip once and turns off everything
right
at the same time. And if the last thing I would recommend, and this is a good one overall, is certainly lower your thermostat, even a couple of degrees. If you're used to 74, maybe make it 72 or 70. If you're used to 72, make it 70 or 68. That little bit of difference can make a big impact on your overall heating bill and your air conditioning bill in the summertime. Better yet, even a smart thermostat, like the LED, it's an investment up front, but it will reduce your energy usage a great deal over the course of time And the great thing about it is you can just leave it. You don't have to worry about changing it around. It monitors your movements and knows your routines and knows when you're coming and going, and it adjusts accordingly. You don't have to do that.
That's really nice. I have one of the older smart ones where you had to program it for when you were getting up and when you were leaving for work and when you were coming back. And I love those features just in that you didn't have to worry about heating the house as much when you weren't there or cooling it as much in the summertime. But when they've advanced to the point to where you don't have to even worry about that at all, it kind of senses when you're there. It makes it even easier to be able to be much more energy efficient and leave the money in your pockets instead of sending it off to the power company.
You got that right, and that makes us all happy in the end, doesn't it? So that's one of those probably the five or six things I would do. Some of them do right now. Some of them, you know, might require going out to a hardware store or something. But in the long run, they're all going to be beneficial to your bottom line.
A lot of great stuff. Dave Schrader, once again, Public Relations Manager at NRG with some really good energy-saving tips. Dave, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.